This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
The world is a vampire.
The Raven Effect, with pro wrestling superstar Raven.
A cornucopia of stupidity masquerading as a podcast.
Critics have hailed it as everything from,
huh? Who's this Raven jerk?
And, if you want clever discourse, nonsensical banter, and incessant rambling, well, this is the show for you. Ladies, gentlemen, idiots, floozies, and reprobates, this is Raven.
Hello and welcome to the Raven Effect Podcast. I'm your host, Raven. I'm here with little Joe Feeney from Westchester, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
What? No, none of that's correct.
I know. Except for the little Joe Feeney.
No, that's awful.
And you're not my co-host?
I'm the co-host.
You said everything was a lie.
Oh, no, I'm a co-host? Sweet.
No, you're a flunky.
Sounds like a guest host, maybe?
No, you're a flunky.
Damn it.
Rich isn't here yet, as usual.
Yeah.
It's all right, though. He'll be here eventually.
If
you don't have Patreon, you missed a lot of cool stuff.
That's
you
true.
Missed me spitting on my blue blocking screen and then cleaning it with a towel.
Mm-hmm.
That was exciting.
Yeah.
And we talked about the Mandela Effect and this YouTuber called All Time. And he has all these weird Mandela effects. And he has theories about it being an AI or something from the past.
Yeah.
Like an ancient machine, an ancient AI that's been around. They've tried to keep secret.
And then he was talking about Nathan 1967.
Yeah, who did a post on this 9 years ago before AI was even much anything.
Yeah.
Or before it was big at all. And then he's disappeared.
Poof. Just disappeared into the mist.
Well, disappeared from the internet.
Yeah. Scrubbed. They scrubbed him.
Yeah, they scrubbed his balls.
Scrubbed on out of here.
Why would they scrub your balls? Who cares if your balls are scrubby?
No, well, you want to be nice and fresh, you know, most of the time.
You want to be fresh? Remember when fresh used to mean you're getting pervy or...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, don't get fresh.
Don't get fresh with me.
Yeah. That's when you have wandering hands.
Yes. I prefer to get nasty, steroid-infested dirty on you.
Wow. That is extra fresh.
No, it's not fresh at all.
No? It's smelly?
Mm-hmm.
Stinky? Stinky like a gym bag?
Flip it like it's hot.
No. See, you just Mandela affected. It's drop it like it's hot.
Nope, I'm changing it. I'm Mandela affecting. I'm starting my own Mandela effect.
Flip it like it's hot?
Flip it like a pancake, popping like a cork, Flegal, Bingo, Jupiter, and Snork. That's a theme from the Banana Splits.
You'll enjoy this. What do you call it? Public Enemy. Opening for Guns N' Roses next year. Would you go see Public Enemy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an interesting opener.
No, I wouldn't go see anybody, but I mean, back in the day I would have.
Right. It's interesting that they still tour.
They still toured?
Doesn't Chuck D have all kinds of heat with the record industry?
Who? Did I have heat with the record industry?
No, Chuck D from what are they called? Public Enemy.
What about him?
He's got heat with the record industry, doesn't he?
Why do I have heat with the record industry?
No, Chuck D. Chuck D has heat with the record industry.
Chucky D?
That's the man.
Why does he have heat with the record company?
I don't know. Didn't he write a book about how all the old white guys were stealing the royalties and stuff?
I don't know. That could be a Mandela effect.
Sounds right.
Yeah, Mandela, he died in prison. It was, I think, the original Mandela effect.
Yeah, but I don't remember that one. I don't remember. I remember him being freed, and I don't remember why. Like, there was some long walk or something. I don't know. But I definitely don't remember him dying. I remember him being freed.
Isn't it weird how you remember weird things like a long walk?
Yeah, but I don't know how that connects at all.
Yeah, isn't that weird how you have stuff like that?
Yeah.
And you're like, and you don't even want to say it because it sounds stupid.
Yeah.
Like, I was on a plane the other day, flying back from the Blizzard Blast.
Yeah.
Not the one from Dairy Queen, but the Milwaukee, Wisconsin one.
Yep.
And the guy next to me, I go, I said something about his accent. He goes, I don't have an accent. I go, yeah, you do. I go, and then I started to feel stupid. I was like, but I could have sworn you said a couple words that sounded like you had an accent. And he's like, no. He goes, no, I don't have an accent. And he didn't have one. And I was like, and we were talking about it a little more, and then I'm like, and I felt really stupid saying it because, you know, now we've established he has no accent. I go, sounded Australian. And he goes, that's weird. I go, why? He goes, my girlfriend lives in Australia.
Oh.
Or she's from Australia, or she's an Australian.
Maybe he picked it up from her and he said a couple.
Of course he did. He picked up a couple words here and there from her.
Yeah, and he said.
But I exposed it.
Yeah.
I'm the exposer of Australian accents.
It's like how my accent rubbed off on my wife a little bit, and she refuses to admit it.
And she says, "Wooder and gears."
Yeah, just funny things here and there. But she's from Wilkes-Barre, so she sounds like she's from fucking Minnesota for some reason.
What?
She sounds like she's from Minnesota / Canada. I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. That's that weird northeastern PA accent. It's not. It's not like Philly. It's not like New York.
I think she's from Minnesota, Canada.
Minnesota, Canada.
Is Minnesota, Canada near Minnesota, Minneapolis?
I think they're right next to each other.
Oh.
Yeah.
Get a Minnesota, just 4 ounces, no, 8 ounces.
Get me a large. It's ridiculous.
You don't want a Minnesota?
No. Who wants a mini?
A maxi?
Yeah. Max Mini.
So,
you see side wrestling adjacent news for the week. Did you see the TNA signed a TV deal?
Yeah, I knew about that. When did I know about that?
With AMC?
Yeah, I heard that on Ariel Helwani's podcast.
Oh, why didn't you tell me?
I just found out last week.
No, that was like 4 weeks ago.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't when I was on his podcast. I was listening to his podcast.
Oh.
The other day.
I see.
I was on his podcast 6 months ago. You don't remember? Mandela Effect.
You started up getting. Who was on there after you? I know Tony Khan was. But there was someone else that was. It was like out of the ordinary.
Vince Russo.
Yeah, Russo was on. I'm like, wait a minute. I don't know. It didn't seem like a click to me, but.
Yeah, you know.
Could have been the Mandela Effect. You going to go in and work for Vince and the ICP over there?
No, I'm not going to work for anybody except for indies who pay me a lot.
So no TNA on AMC?
If Dreamer wants me when they're coming to Atlanta, but I'm not going to travel for it, I don't think.
Right.
I don't want to travel that much. I only want to go on the road 1 weekend a month, 2 max.
Right. I don't blame you.
It's too toxic, too taxing.
Did you ever hear this movie? It's going to sound dull, right? It's called The Coffee Table.
Is it coming with a coffee cake?
No, you're not going to want to eat.
I don't know. I never heard of it.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like the most disturbing movie of the last couple of years.
I remember there was a movie when I was a kid, The Devil something, and it came with a vomit with a barf bag. Everybody got a barf bag that went to the movie. That was the gimmick. Well, I didn't know it was a gimmick at the time. I just knew they were giving out barf bags. It's like who's going to throw up in a horror movie?
I guess they had reason to do that. Or was sweet
little Rich Bikini.
Sweet marketing gimmick. Mark of
Hi,
the Devil.
Everybody.
Yeah, Mark of the Devil.
Can you hear me?
Mark of the Devil, yes.
Right.
And then what about... Mark of the banana splits, or Mark for the devil. What about Mark for the devil?
There's some of those. They're mostly in Congress.
Wow, you got political, man.
No, I said, I didn't say it, which I said Congress in general.
I know, but that's political.
Oh, back it up. Back up the truck. How's it going, Richard?
He has no sound.
He did.
We have no sound from you, Richard, little Richard Bikini.
Wait a minute. How's that?
That's it.
You're good.
Now we got you.
You completely missed. Yeah, it's my fault because I had myself muted. But I said, Feeney, look at those clowns in Congress. Do we get again? Boy, how does he keep up with the news like that? Don't praise the machine. Raven's just like, what are you talking about? I have no idea.
If I don't understand something you're talking about, I know it's the Simpsons.
It is. That's the
most
one
of
where
the time.
That's the one where Bart wins the supposedly wins the elephant, and they don't want to give him the elephant.
So where's my elephant?
Yeah, so he has to go down to KBBL, and the program director's like, if you guys don't give this kid his his thing, or we don't make this right, or whatever, this machine here is going to take over. It's like the DJ 3000.
He's
like, ho ho, look at those clowns in Congress, ha ha. And the one guy's, boy, how does he keep up the news like that? And the guy's like, punch him, dude, shut up.
Is that a skull in there, fuzzy thing? Huh? It looks like there's two eye holes, like in your fuzzy.
Oh no, that's the back of it. See,
I know it looks like a skull though.
The
or it looks like Animal from the
Muppets. Muppet Babies.
No, not them.
George the Animal
Muppets,
Steel.
The Muppets.
This would be the Tascam DR40X field recorder and combination USB audio interface.
La-di-freaking-da.
It's a nice little gimmick here, man. You can plug in your XLRs to it if you need to. It's got decent gain. It's got phantom power if you need the old phantom power.
Why would I want fake power?
Phantom
power.
Yeah,
why would you want phantom power?
I want real power.
What about Jimmy Powers?
Well, you could.
I want Paul Roma.
Do you understand? Yeah, neither of you guys, you don't know what fucking phantom power is, do you?
I do not.
It's if you have a powered microphone, like a condenser microphone that requires power, you put on the phantom power and it sends a 48, I think it's 48, not 48 volts, is it? Whatever. I think it's 48 volts.
Gigahertz.
But anyway. Yeah, whatever it is. And it powers the microphone so you can
turn it off.
So you can be heard.
Hmm.
Well, why is it phantom? If you're giving it, you know, we know you're giving it power somehow.
I don't know. I remember, like, before I understood any of this shit, I never knew what it was. And we'd always joke around, like, what the fuck is that phantom power? Ooh, the phantom.
Yes.
The phantom. Would have gotten away with it if it weren't for these meddling kids.
Why is your house blurry?
Hey.
My house is not blurry, and I'm not at my house.
No.
Why is somebody's house blurry?
He's in a massive hotel suite.
I'm in a hotel, and I blur the background. I tend to do that.
No, I think the place is blurry. I think that's why you wear glasses, so you can see them without the blur.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair assessment.
It's blurry because it's the Mandela effect, and it hasn't decided where Rich is yet.
Mm. This is, hold on here. Let me unblur it first. This is a rather nice, I like this property here. It's a nice little hotel. See? Now I'm not
sure.
Who
is it? What hotel is it?
This is the Tempo in Raleigh.
The Tempo Hotel?
Yeah, it's the Tempo by Hilton.
Is there a bar?
Yep.
Nice.
And a restaurant.
Why'd you get two beds?
Because I have a friend that hooks me up with a good rate. And this was the cheapest rate on the rate that I was able to get.
This was the smallest room I was able to afford.
You have to pay for your room.
This was the sweat. Well, they reimbursed me.
Then give them a bigger receipt then.
No. I always try to keep it
fair.
You know what I mean?
No, I keep it on the up and up too.
Square deal.
Well, you know, Raven, I'm not you. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. He just called you a shyster. Wow.
I keep mine on a square rate too. I always tell the truth.
Well, no, what I'm saying is, Raven, you could very well be like, I need a fucking top floor suite with fucking, you know, butler service and blah, 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 blah. And some fucking mark could pay that.
Wait a minute. I can? I need to get a butler.
Yeah, you should.
Give that a shot.
But nobody's paying that. Nobody's going to pay that.
You think Jerome is still in business? You think Jerome still does butlering?
Jerome.
Oh. Hey, butler, quit butlering yourself.
Because he's my butler.
Mm-hmm.
That's from Seinfeld.
Hey, Jesse, now Jerome.
I'm on round two of the crud, and this is not fun.
What does that mean?
The crud.
Ah, it's felt like shit for like the past week and a half, 2 weeks.
Does it hurt when you do that? Don't do that.
You haven't gotten sick. Well, see, neither of you guys are around kids at all. I'm alright. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My immune system needs that kick from the fucking. I think I'm getting it right now.
You know what
I
mean? The germs from the kids to strengthen your immune system.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I haven't had the. My you know, the high powered immune system hasn't kicked in yet from the.
Why don't you get a flu vaccine?
I think I did.
Ugh.
Why don't you get a flu fighter vaccine?
What do you mean, ugh?
Ugh. I'm taking the flu vaccine.
Oh, my fucking God.
Lower my sperm count.
Apparently, why do you need a sperm count? You don't want to have kids anyway.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't want it to turn me gay either.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, yeah, that's likely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like the frogs.
Mm-hmm. Hey, don't talk about the French like that.
They're gay. That's for sure.
You guys are really pushing the envelope here on the...
Feeney starts it all the time. Listen to him. He's already fucking... He's diving down his rabbit holes of fucking... You know what I mean?
Fucking to cry for help.
Tylenol causes autism and fucking... Like,
well, something does.
Fucking Christ.
It's a cry for help.
Stupidest fucking people in the world.
Actually, I think you're both wrong and you're both right. I think some people are the flu shot. I mean, not the flu shot. The COVID shot definitely fucked them up. But most 99% of the people, it doesn't. But there are a few percent.
Of course, like, of course, there is. There's risks with anything.
Right, and that's the people's Jell-O brand pudding pop.
Mm. Well, I mean, you know what? I liken that though. That's the same people who are like, well, you know, a plane crashed, so I'm never fucking flying again. Or, you know, somebody that I know got into a car accident, so I'm never going to drive again. You know what I mean? Like, it's the same fucking. It's probably less than a car accident.
Some people's systems just don't take it well.
I understand that, and I know legitimately there are people that it doesn't, you know, that it causes complications for them. See, but
like
by
death.
And large, by the numbers, you're safe flying.
But you can't completely disavow the people who say that it causes problems, because it does to a small percentage.
Yes, a very tiny percentage.
But see, here's the thing: if you were part of that small percentage, you would be aghast at the medicine.
Yeah.
Well, probably, yeah.
See, that's the whole, that's where you have to meet in a different.
There's the rub.
Right.
That's the rub.
The rub rats.
The rub rats.
Yeah, like Dreamer's mom, I think, got the COVID shot, and then she got really sick, and I think she passed or something. I think Shane Douglas knew somebody or a relative that had that happen. So, you know, so...
More young people, like people my age that I know, are getting cancer. I don't know if it's related, but that's been some of the stories.
Yeah, that's all the lead in the food they eat.
The paint chips.
They shouldn't be eating so much paint chips.
I used to chew on the windowsill when I was a kid.
That would explain a lot.
Stop gnawing on the windowsill.
I actually didn't, but, you know.
Too late now.
They could back out.
Yep.
Well, what are you going to do?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all. Nothing at all. Nothing at all.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
No, we haven't talked about it. We haven't talked about my movie in a couple of weeks.
That's
we
true.
Talk about your movie every week.
That
was for you, Feeney.
Thank you.
My movie is doing quite well. I think everyone should go see it that hasn't seen it. Or not go see it. They should turn it on when they get home.
You know what? When I'm home for a couple of days, Raven, the... Oh, my God. He coughed the puck up. good Lord. My wife and I are going to have a little movie night. We'll pop some popcorn. We'll snuggle in our pajamas, and we're going to watch Nevermore.
And she's going to say, your friend is involved with the rhino.
Hey, Feeney, you're a Flyers fan, right?
No.
You're not?
No.
Dude, you got to see. This will be up on the internet in about 2 minutes. You need to look at how the Flyers lost the game tonight in overtime. You need to see this play.
My poor father.
Oh, my God. So in overtime, you know, they started doing 3-on-3 in overtime in the NHL, right? That's it. That's a thing. When you go into, you go to overtime now, they play 3-on-3.
Stupid.
Why do they play 3-on-3?
Because it increases scoring. There's a lot more open ice.
Always fuck things up. They always fuck up.
How do you play that? One defenseman and two forwards?
I suppose it depends.
Do you use the single line formation where you're in a perpendicular to the goal or horizontal?
It looks like they usually try it. They usually try to cycle the puck and kind of almost triangulate. Who was it? Zegras?
Oh, does that include the goalie, the 3-by-3?
No. The goal. Well, so technically, it's four guys from each team.
Why don't they just pull the goalies? Just pull the goalies then.
You can do that. But anyway, the guy from the Flyers is coming back, and he's right in front of his goaltender, and he tries to make a pass, whiffs on it, and coughs it up to Jack Eichel, who's like one of the top scorers on Vegas and the league, and he fucking passes it across, one-timer for Mark Stone, and the Vegas Golden Knights have handed the Philadelphia Flyers a 3-2 overtime loss at the, what's the name of the building there now?
How much overtime did they get?
Wells Fargo, maybe?
Well, I don't think it's the Wells Fargo anymore. Used to be, it was the Core State Spectrum, right? And it was the Wells Fargo Center.
No, it was the original Spectrum.
Oh, the original Spectrum. It was the Wachovia Center for a minute, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the first Union Center.
First Union Center. I don't know what it's called now.
Xfinity Mobile.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Well,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but that was fucking bad. Feeney, you should look at that, and it's probably up now.
I don't want
terrible, it. Terrible goal to allow.
Was it the goalie's fault?
It was not. No, it was the defenseman's fault. He fucking whiffed on it in front of the goalie, trying to clear it.
Yeah, but shouldn't the goalie have just fallen on it?
Well, it wasn't like right in front. It was in the slot. It was a little higher, but like by the hash marks.
In the slot? That's what some girls call their vagina.
No.
It's true. What?
No, they've never. No woman has ever said that.
Yeah, they said, "Hey, you ought to feel my slot."
No, I've never. Uh-uh.
Hey, you ought to come over here and rub my gash.
Yeah, rub my vajayjay.
Yeah. Well, no, I've heard that one. I've heard that used, but I've never heard it. I've honestly never heard anybody call it like any female being serious in nature calling it a gash,
like a hatchet wound,
a slot or a slit. I haven't heard no.
Or a cathedral, because only big organs can play there.
That's true.
Did you see that that porn star girl got arrested?
What?
The porn star girl got arrested in, what was it, Malaysia or some shit?
What porn star girl?
The one that banged like 1,200 guys in 2 days or some shit.
What happened to her?
Hold on.
Who's that? Who are you talking about?
Bonnie Blue.
Oh, she did that like a year or two ago, right? She did the deal there.
Yeah, but she just got arrested now she's going to be deported from Bali because she was arrested. You can't film porn there, and she tried to do it anyway.
She was filming porn? Really? How did they find out?
Someone snitched.
But how, like, how would, I guess.
Somebody snitched. Somebody that.
Why would you do porn in a country you're not allowed to?
I don't know. Attempting to draw more fans to the OnlyFans, I guess.
Why would you fuck in the room next to the kids' room while the kid's in there sleeping? Oh.
Who does that?
No, I'm saying, why would you film it in a country where you can get Singapore caned?
No, I know what you're saying.
Entitled bitch American, that's why.
For the thrill of it, Raven. That's why. It's the fucking.
Is Bonnie Blue American?
I hope not.
Let's see a picture of her. I want to see what she looks like.
She's blonde, isn't she?
Yeah.
I thought she was blue.
I haven't seen her, to be honest.
Who, Bonnie Blue?
Yeah. Feeney, this is going to be on your computer, and now your wife's going to know you're looking at porn.
Oh, whatever. She doesn't know the password.
1,000 Men and Me, the Bonnie Blue story.
Ugh.
Go over to that. Go to that real quick.
Where is it?
To the right. One more over. There you go.
Now, what I want to know is, have they brought in the experts?
No, shut up. One adult content creator, Bonnie Blue, announced that she had sex with 1,057 men in 12 hours. Was she dangerously pandering to male fantasies or being an empowered, sex-positive entrepreneur?
You know, they filmed her right after that massive sexual train was over, and she had departed. And you know what she did on camera right after it was over?
Threw up.
She cried.
Did she?
Yeah.
Was it tears of joy? Like, oh my God, I finally did it. I accomplished my goal.
No, it was like, I just did something fucked up, and I just got used by 1,000 guys. That's what it was kind of like.
Well, hold on.
How did they get 1,000 guys to line up and pull their pants down and get a heart on in a row?
There's a lot of pathetic dudes out there.
I know, but they're not going to, because they're pathetic and they don't get laid, they're going to be terrified and not going to be able to get an erection.
That's true.
And they're not going to want to stand in front of a guy with a guy behind them and the 980 guys behind them with their pants around their ankles with a heart on. Like, how do you?
No, I think you go into a room and it's just the two of you, and then you leave the room, and then someone else goes in.
How long are you in there for?
I don't know. If they're trying to break,
I want to know the logistics of this.
If they're trying to break a record like that, I think you're in there for 5 minutes and you're out. That's it.
What was the record before? Like, wasn't it like Jasmine St. Clair or something?
Yeah, she beat somebody. I remember when she beat the Asian chick.
I think they recycle the same guys over and over.
Yeah, it could be.
I want to hear about the logistics of this, Feeney. Look up the logistics.
So you're saying they call them stunt cocks, Raven?
No, I think she had guys that would get back in line and wear different, like a disguise with a Groucho Marx.
I was going to say, yeah, you put a mustache. If you put a mustache over your penis.
But she's not going to recognize the penises.
Put a little hat on it.
What's that called again? A merkin?
A hat on a hat?
It's like fake pubes, a merkin, right?
I've never heard that.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I'm not up with my slang these days, Feeney. I'm getting old.
What are the logistics of a 1,000-person gangbang? Here we go. The niche logistics of how Bonnie Blue managed to sleep with 1,057 men in 12 hours. Her team set up a nightclub and gave everybody a wristband. So the only for her... why do you put her? So the only fans content creator Bonnie Blue is claiming to have slept with a record breaking 1,050. Why didn't they have the Guinness people there?
I don't think Guinness keeps track of this record.
Okay, so read the thing, Feeney.
Rich, read the thing. I got hiccups. Rich! Son of a bitch.
Bonnie Blue has posted 5 videos since she was arrested, and they're unbelievable.
Why are you yelling at me, Feeney?
Because I got the hiccups. I need you to read this article.
Oh, sorry. I got a runny nose. It's running away. I had to get Kleenex, not because of the story we're reading, but because of my nose.
All right, read the screen.
Who's the journalist in a side article here? It says Ariana Grande's family tragically speaks out, revealing she's not in a healthy place after Wicked. Why would they tragically speak out? They'd speak out about her tragically revealing she's not in a healthy place. Who writes the grammar in his fucking articles?
It's probably AI.
Stupid AI.
Hey, speaking of, and we'll get back to this in a quick second. Have you seen the videos lately of Britney Spears?
No.
That poor girl, man. Fuck. She's losing it even more than she already
had. What's in her videos?
She put up, I saw something the other day. She put up a video of herself looking all meffed out.
She just dances and stuff.
Yeah, she she's like offering. She's like, oh, I'm offering lessons or whatever. She's doing all this weird, disjointed, like totally fucking cracked out. It's bizarre.
That's what the Mickey Mouse Club does to you.
You know, it's sad, really. You know, it's easy to fucking sit there, and ha-ha, you know, but girl's been fucked up, man.
Apparently,
you know?
Bonnie Blue or Lily Tom Phillips. has spent the last few months in training to sleep with 1,000 men a day to their rival.
Training.
How do you train for such a thing?
I don't know. The Guinness Book's note, the Guinness Book of World Records confirmed to the tab, that's who the article's under, that they don't monitor the record of most men and women that slept with in the day, so there won't be any confirmation from them that Bonnie Blue has broken the world record. Here are all the niche logistic details of how Bonnie Blue actually managed to accomplish sleeping with blah, blah, blah. It took 16 members of staff, a complicated one-way system, and a lot of blue paper towels. She only took 6 minutes of breaks.
Hope they had a shitload of lube.
Let's see. Go back up.
How would you do testing for
that? Shared a location in London and had her handed out free ski masks. So people could hide who their identity is.
Would you have to, like, do you get like a wristband? You know what I mean? Like your test came back negative.
Yes, you did give her a wristband.
Seriously.
The shots, I don't know. I haven't got there yet, Rich.
They put an X on your hand. You know what I mean? Like,
she invited her ex-followers to bring your friends, your family, and your neighbors. She shared her live location throughout the day and posted live updates. The event seems to have happened on New Cavendish Street in the fancy Marylebone area of London. Bonnie Blue promised people in X and their team would have provide condoms and ski masks for those who would like them. Just if people could choose for their faces to be blurred out on the video. Scroll down. Apparently there were three security guards, a fluffer to ensure the men were prepared.
Does it say who the fluffer was?
No. Would you want that out there? That
they run smoothly.
I mean, how do you put that on a resume?
Fluffed 1,000 men?
Assistant coordinator.
They're not going to fluff all of them. A lot of them don't need any help.
Yeah, well, I don't know what I heard or read the other day, but it was like someone was describing the porn industry today. Or no, it wasn't that. It was...
Wait. And I just realized something. She said condoms were handed out for those who wanted them. She said guys raw dogger.
I think she did, yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I was asking about the tests. Like, how would you keep track of that?
Well,
What if you get pregnant from it?
No, you're pulling out.
Yeah, what if you don't?
What if you don't? What if you just the pre?
I'm sure there was at least a plan B around, or she was on fucking. I would hope she didn't.
Yeah, she just get an abortion.
No, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying, though, that she's going to have to go through 1,057 men to figure out who the father is.
Just get a scrape job.
There's a complex one-way system floor plan to get so many men to Bonnie Blue. Scroll it up. Bonnie Blue team explained lots of details to the Metro. God, this is the spelling in this is so bad. The grammar.
But how Bonnie Blue not written by an actual fucking human being anymore.
To so many men. When the men arrived, they had to do an initial ID check. The OnlyFans creator is adamant that she's only slept with people over 18. The men were then ushered into a waiting room. Scroll down. Staff then took them into another smaller room in the order they arrived. Bonnie Blue's team checked their ID more thoroughly, photographed them with their passports, and made them sign an NDA. If the men passed quality assurance, they were given a wristband and led to the floor below. A whole floor, if they passed the... Let's go back up.
Raven, you're scrolling.
Quality assurance? How do you quality? What, do you just give them the look-see, the once-over?
Raven, you sound like a dentist.
What do you mean?
Well, you're like, okay, scroll up, scroll. So the way you're saying it, it's very dentist-y. Like, okay, open, turn to the left, open.
You sound like an
anti-... Okay, bite down.
You're being an anti-dentite.
Yeah, anti-dentist person. The whole floor was turned into a nightclub so people wouldn't get bored waiting. The ground floor of the venue was turned into a makeshift nightclub with loud music and disco lights. Food and refreshment were provided.
I would have just hung out in the club.
Bonnie Blue didn't use a bed, so what did she use? Eventually, the staff led the men back upstairs into the room where Bonnie Blue was. She didn't use a bed, but several black leather ottomans pushed together.
Black leather? Oh.
Oh, it's easier to clean.
Oh.
Who's going to want to keep that when they're done?
Oh, dude, that probably went right up on, like, for sale on Craigslist or something.
Yeah, wait a minute. I'm getting to some good stuff here.
There's some fucking perv somewhere that has
The space was illuminated with professional lighting equipment. The actual room is really big. Apparently, 70 people could stand up in it at once. That is such a bad writing. Artwork of partially clothed women decorated the walls, and netting hung from the ceiling. The floor is littered with condom wrappers and moist sheets of used blue roll. What's blue roll?
I don't know. Blue roll?
Scroll back up. Get away, yeah.
I've never heard that.
Man can see with Bonnie Blue. Okay, scroll up a little more.
Maybe like, you know,
littered with condom wrappers and moist sheets of used blue roll.
It's probably like the you know, like the shop towels. Like you go to the, you know what I mean? They have the blue paper towels at the car shop.
That's what they are. That's what they are.
Okay.
The men can sleep with Bonnie Blue alone or choose to join a group of five. Party of five for Mrs. Blue. If men wanted to join a group of five, they had 2 minutes with Bonnie Blue. If men wanted to do it alone, then they had 30 to 45 seconds with her.
According to Wikipedia, paper product, blue roll, function, heavy duty paper towel for spills, wiping surfaces, drying hands.
That's the ones they use at the
sanitizing
garage.
Equipment.
Yeah.
Or in a hospital or whatever. Yeah.
If men wanted to do it alone, they had 30 to 45 seconds. Bonnie Blue apparently only took 2 3-minute breaks throughout the whole 12 hours.
Good Lord.
Her team confirmed to Fabulous magazine that she slept with a very specific 1,057 men because there were 57 men still in the queue before the 12-hour period was up, and she didn't want to disappoint them.
Wow.
That's why she went more than 1,000, because she's a team player. She's
trooper.
A woman of her word. Good for her.
What else we got on this story?
I don't know. What are you looking for?
When did this happen?
Let's see.
Put up on the screen, Feeny.
I hate using the screen. Rich, start producing.
Produce what?
The show.
Well, you make the big bucks, Feeny.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it.
Sheesh.
These hiccups are driving me crazy.
Take an Alka-Seltzer.
I don't have any.
Lup, lup, fizz, fizz. Go get some.
Yeah, January 2025.
Okay, keep scrolling down. I was one of the men that participated in Bonnie Blue as an article. Let's read
that. What, that dude signed an NDA. What's he doing?
Well, no, if he doesn't identify himself.
She was just picking random guys from the club I was in. And since I was extremely horny, I just thought, fuck it. Because at the end of the day, pussy is pussy. I was the 765th guy. Well, as long as you're in the first 766 people, you're good.
Yeah, and once you get past the 800, that's a little, you know.
And by the time I put it in, I just felt like empty inside. It just felt empty inside, like no walls or anything in there.
Oh, my God.
I honestly don't even regret it if I do it. Don't even regret if it. I'd even do it again, honestly. Ugh. She gets a lot, and another, let's see the comments. She gets a lot of hate for this, but honestly question the type of guy that's like, yup, I wasn't involved in that.
Yeah.
Another quote, another comment. I forget the exact quote, but I once heard, you can't condemn porn stars with your right hand while masturbating with the left.
That's a good one.
That's true. Yep.
She likely would never have done that if there wasn't a market for it. Yes, there are 1,001 sick bastards in this scenario. 1,057 from what she said. Let's see. I read this week that the men who took part had seconds with her. Men were put in groups of five, had 2 minutes collectively, while those who had sex with her alone had 34 seconds. Honestly, it just sounds pathetic. I don't know which would be worse, going away without arriving or admitting you arrived in under 2 minutes. There's something so funny about knowing your number. That is funny.
Yeah.
Sounds like a prisoner, eh?
Yeah.
It's like Squid Game. Squirt Game. Squid Smell. That sounds entirely unappealing. You do you. Take my place in line. What were the rules? You needed to come or just in and out? I commented this further down, but men, okay, we got that. Doesn't sound worth the effort. Imagine the smell. The fact that this sounds insanely fake is honestly less important than realizing how vile the people in the comments are. How is any of this immoral? They're all consenting adults. I can see it being kind of gross, but hey, to each their own. Who said it was immoral? Moral is when wanting to be tied up in a glass cage for 24 hours with the intent to be fucked by 2,000 men.
Hmm.
You honestly don't see how this degrades women and creates a culture where women, again, are reduced to being holes. A commodity for men to purchase, and how the stunts to be more and more extreme before people lose interest. It's not only setting the standard for herself, but for every woman thinking of a viable career path.
I don't know. Who wants to watch that? And aside from the sheer spectacle of it,
It's like Evel Knievel.
This is so hot. I'm gonna fucking jerk off watching. Like, you know what I mean?
Like Evel Knievel.
I'd watch it for comedy if one of my friends was involved. Like, there's Greg. There's Craig. Yeah.
The average income for OnlyFans model is $180 a month. They see her railing at about $60, $60,000 a month, and all of a sudden the race is on. Each to their own is just a way of saying you're afraid to have an opinion and take a stance. Her grabbing Andrew Tate's dick and closing out them on the podcast, it's her choice, each to their own. If you're not prepared to apply that sentiment and judge-free mentality to every aspect of your life, then it's just a lazy cop-out whenever you're afraid to be judged yourself. She's awful for doing this. The men are awful for fueling the fire. And OnlyFans of the platform should be shut down due to being the catalyst that get women on to sell their bodies for pennies.
And she because if OnlyFans didn't exist, this would all go away.
Right. Well said. People who pull out the consenting adult argument could not care less about how shit like this impacts cultural and gender norms. When extreme individualism gets out of control, this is ruining all the fun in this. And supported one of the. I just don't believe you're going to get 1,057 guys to line up, even if they hang out in a thing. Bonnie Blue reveals how many orgasms she had in 12 hours.
None. I'm going with none. What does it say?
Whether size actually matters.
How many did she have orgasms?
We're going to find out.
I don't know. Let's see. Four times.
Huh. I'd have to imagine those were self-induced, right?
I don't know. Scroll up. Scroll down. Scroll down. The other way.
But that goes back to the top of the article.
I know. Mm-hmm. I wanted to see who was standing there naked in the article.
Where?
Right there.
Oh. Bianca Censori.
Oh, that's the dress that went with Sean Puffy or Kanye.
No, Kanye.
Kanye.
But the thing I wanted to compare it to is when I was watching the Diddy documentary this week, one of the witnesses was like, there was just bowls of Viagra and Cialis and ecstasy. So I would imagine that stuff like that's probably available at this shoot, right? I mean,
you
wouldn't want to publicly say, hey, we're giving away Viagra, but I bet you there was some there.
Scroll down.
I would imagine so, yeah.
Let's see. Open about whether penis size actually matters in bed. She said no. However, she noted the size will change the way she gets it on with her suitors. She do have a really small penis. There's some positions I won't be doing because it's too hard to the star. If it's the size of a forearm, that is not my favorite. You should never be ashamed or embarrassed. If you have a smaller penis, there's multiple other ways you can pleasure a woman. Yeah, I want to see the guy that goes down on her after the 1,057 people.
There's somebody that's probably into that.
Yep.
Blue was a recruiter before she quit to become a webcam model and quickly became wildly successful.
A recruiter for what?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Probably like a webcam site or something. See, here's the thing. It says she took her growing platform to OnlyFans and made a huge splash after sleeping with freshly turned 18-year-old college students. Okay, cool. But what about if there was a male porn star that was like hunting girls that just turned 18? I want to sleep with as many girls that just turned 18 as possible. They call him a pervert, right?
That's the entire fucking porn industry, Joe.
Yeah, but it's
not. How about this? Wait, how about this? This came after a report claimed that her husband walked out on her after the 1,000-man stunt.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
However, let's see. He actually supports her raunchy endeavors.
I mean, Joe, you asked that question.
Hold on, go back to that thing.
In good faith, how many it's like every fucking porno movie is just, you know, barely 18. Just so you know what I mean? Like
what kind of raunchy endeavors?
Those are actors.
Huh?
But those
what kind
are
of
actors.
Raunchy endeavors does she do?
Yeah, but it doesn't make it any less fucking real. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's 26-year-old girls playing 18.
No, it's a lot of girls that I'm sure that
do you
think wrestling is real too, Rich?
Oh my god.
Scroll down. Scroll down.
Personally, I've gotten more into the MILF thing the last couple of years, but I'm getting old. So
we're getting old.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah, you know, isn't it funny when you get a little bit of looks? You're like, she's no longer an older lady. She's just a lady. You know what I mean?
Who? Helen Mirren, don't you dare talk about my Helen Mirren.
No, I'm saying just in general.
Right,
by the way, I was reading something the other day. Jessica Chastain, you know who Jessica Chastain is?
Yeah, redhead.
Okay, I love her. Apparently, whatever she did, some movie in like her and Helen Mirren played each other. Like she was the younger Helen Mirren, whatever the character was. And I guess they, you know, they met up beforehand and went over dialect, and you know, so they had all the mannerisms the same.
Okay, what kind of raunchy acts does she conduct? I keep hearing reading that in this thing.
Yeah, I don't think this article is very truthful.
I think it's completely truthful.
Well, I haven't seen any raunchy acts yet.
No, she boasts online about betting 158 students during Nottingham Trent University Freshers Week in England.
Wow, so they OnlyFans actually removed her world record footage. It says it violated the OnlyFans rules.
So apparently it's a movie on IMDb, a documentary.
Yeah, I guess so. It only had like a 4.5 rating.
Yeah, but, because I mean, it's got to be kind of boring. It's got to be so repetitive.
Yeah, but no, that's if it's a documentary, it's probably not the porn side of it. It's probably like showing how she prepares and interviewing her, and that's probably when she cries and weeps from her soul, you know?
I didn't know she weeped from her soul, Feeny.
I'm just guessing. I'm just trying to imagine how that would feel.
Could be tears of joy.
No, you're trying to imagine how 1,000 cocks would feel, Joe?
Yeah, how shameful it would be. But then again,
why is it shameful? Why?
Because I was raised Catholic. That's why.
Well, see, there you go.
Everything sexual is shameful.
Everything's shameful.
Yeah.
What about Shameless? Because I'm shameless. Remember Garth Brooks? He used to be pretty big.
He's a murderer. Yeah.
He is?
He's a serial killer.
Garth Brooks?
Yeah, you didn't know about that?
No.
Well, you're going to find out.
How are we going to find out?
I'm going to show it to you.
Are you going to tell us?
I'm going to show it to you.
He slays people with his fucking amazing songwriting. Is that what you're going to tell us?
Inside, the idea that country music star Garth Brooks is a serial killer is an internet conspiracy theory and meme that originated as a joke by comedian Tom Segura.
Yeah, it was like everywhere that he toured had a missing person around the same time as the concert, and there was some weird digging going on around his place and shit like that. So that was the genesis of it.
So basically you lied, Feeny.
Yeah.
Says it right there.
Hey, it says it on the internet. It must be true.
Yeah. See, it's all over the place. Look at all these podcasts about it.
Serial killer rabbit.
Oh, and it's because he had that alter ego, Chris Gaines, and they think Chris Gaines is the serial killer part of him.
What?
I forget it.
My dog, when I was a little kid, used to eat Gaines burgers.
What's a Gaines burger?
It's a dog burger. It looks like a burger for a dog.
Oh, did they make it in Gainesville?
Chris Gaines made it and gave it to his victims.
Yeah, it was probably human flesh.
I actually do vaguely remember the Gaines.
It smelled too. That. Dog food used to smell bad.
Yeah, way worse than it does now.
Doesn't smell now. Only stupid cat food does.
Oh, yeah, cat food smells fucking awful.
When I worked in a freezer warehouse, we had a whole aisle just like pallet after pallet after pallet of frozen dog food.
Loki's here.
Did not smell good in that aisle.
Is Loki trying to get a cookie?
Cookie tax. And she runs off. Good kid. Go to Ganif. She's a con dog.
Yeah.
All right, let's wrap this shindig up.
I had to look that word up once.
A what?
What is it? Ganif? Conif? What is it?
Ganif.
Yeah, because on the show The Wire, they're trying to figure out this. One of the drug dealers gets scammed by a senator. And the guy's like, what, Senator Clay Davis? That Ganif always has his hand in somebody's pocket. And I was like, oh, let's Google that, not knowing what that is. So Now I know. And I'll never forget that word.
Erp. So I think I win for having the bestly lit room.
Yeah, mine's
I finally got my lighting down to a science.
Mine's very dark.
A weird science.
Weird science.
You got the perfect color temperature going on and all that?
Yeah, I feel like it. The background's dark, but that's okay. I got to clean that my blue blocker shield, though. It's really dirty.
With spit?
I tried cleaning it with spit. I got a good portion of it, but I didn't have enough spit to cover the whole thing.
Disgusting.
That's like when girls spit on your penis before they blow you to get the to get the lubricant going.
That's when you call her a dirty girl.
And she likes it.
She likes it.
I still want to know what the raunchy acts of Bonnie Blue are. Look that up.
I had a hot moment today at the Feeney household. Would you like to hear me describe it?
First, I'd like you to look up raunchy acts of Bonnie Blue. This is a Bonnie Blue special episode.
I think we nailed it down, though.
No, but yeah, it didn't say any raunchy acts, though.
Yeah, she fucked a bunch of 18-year-olds.
That's not raunchy.
So you wouldn't consider banging 1,037 guys?
Oh, and she fucked a random cab driver.
Well, it's good for the cab driver. He must have thought it was his lucky day.
Let's see. Controversial moments. Oh, Bonnie Blue all the time.
Yeah, I think she's more famous in England than she is here.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, Lily Phillips is the one that set the record of like 950, and Bonnie Blue was like, I don't think so, bitch. And then she beat her.
I'll see your 950, and I'll raise you
107.
Is that what? Yeah.
107.
I'm not good on the uptake there with quick math.
Yeah, so I guess the first one was with the Freshers during Fresher Week.
Scroll back up. We take a look at some of Bonnie Blue's most outrageous moments as of yet after causing the internet to melt down over her supposed arrest. Already adult description, blah, blah, blah. Post 4.1 creators, meaning it's a saturated market with plenty of people, mainly women, bearing it all in attempts to bring home the big bucks. Bonnie quickly realized she'd have to do more than pose for sexy pictures, become one of the top creators on the app. She didn't pull any punches to get noticed, whether that left a bad taste in people's mouth or not. The model traveled to university around the UK to give barely legal students all male the chance to sleep with her. Her clips boasting about her romps with students quickly garnered national outrage. Although at the age of consent, many found issue with the moral gray area of a then 25-year-old woman advertising free bonks with those who have just reached the legal age to participate.
That's what I'm saying.
She looks way older than 25.
Well, you know, that gig will take a toll on you.
That'll be quick, won't it?
I read the rest for you. My voice is getting tired.
There's the 157 men one.
1,057.
What did I say?
Why don't you go back before that, Phoenix, so you can go read. Keep scrolling past everything.
Yeah, it's the same. It's the same ones we saw. The Freshers.
Right there. Hold on. Stop.
It's the same thing.
She made £600,000 for seducing students. Let's see.
We don't use that word.
Her down under visa got revoked by the government.
Freshers. We don't use that word, do we?
No, that's English.
The model was banned from entering Australia due to another planned appearance of getting down with barely illegals at Schoolies Week due to being on a visitor's visa, which
prohibits paid work. Jackasses.
I read it correctly. That's how they spelled it.
Yeah, but they're doing it wrong.
Her sexual endeavors are unilateral. Her spot on This Morning, where she debated with presenter and women's advocate Ashley James. Bonnie's appearance on a popular TV show landed the program 188 OnlyFans.com complaints as the sex worker defended her actions. The model urged they had to bring a passport. They had to sign consent forms. They had to have a breathalyzer. Instead of sleeping with someone that educated and understands the industry, so as part of that is unsafe.
Oh, you had to do it sober? Oh. I think Lily Phillips
might have
been...
If Bonnie really managed to bed that many men in 12 hours, and doctors believe that she most probably wouldn't be alive. She later described the ordeal to gain international outcry, saying, "I was expecting to feel more sore. You know, if you do a really hard workout, the next day you feel a bit sore. I was expecting to wake up needing to take painkillers, but I actually haven't." I remember when Jasmine St. Clair did it, some girl claimed she did 600, and it was, and everybody was claiming the new numbers, trying to, it's like this with the her and the Lily. What's the Lily Phillips chick look like? I just missed a spot. There's a great spot right there. Hold on. But she chillingly laughed it off. Let's see. Bonnie later showed off her injuries from her supposed 1,057 men in 12 hours challenge, which included fingerprint indentation, bites, and bruises. But she chillingly laughed it off. Bonnie explained, "I say to all of them all the time, the dads, the husbands, the students, leave your mark on me, bite me, make me yours for that amount of time. I enjoy it when they left marks. Whether it's handprints, bike marks, bruises, I'm okay with that. I quite like it."
She's got to be British.
She looks absolutely soulless.
Is she British?
I think so.
Exactly. It's another phrase we don't really use. I quite liked it. That's not an
American. Speaking to your mic, Rick, Rich.
I said she's not an American.
What were you looking up, Feeney?
Lily Phillips.
Oh, yeah, Lily Phillips. Let's see what she looks like.
I quite like it. I do. All right, Kevner.
She's not as attractive. I don't think. Nah. These are some of the photos.
In some of the photos, yeah. Appalling. Oh, no. She's pregnant.
Only fan star Lily Phillips, who documented sleeping with 100 men in one day, announced she's pregnant with first baby.
Adorable. Actually, if she announced it back in February, she's due any day now. Woo! Or no, she's done. She would have had the kid in like November, right? Something like that.
3.5 months, isn't it? Scroll up.
No, we're still.
You're terrible, Fiend. You're the worst.
I have a short attention span.
Little Disasters with Joe Joyner and Diane Kruger. What's that about?
Babies.
Looks funny.
Babies? No.
Let's see, Lily Phillips pregnant, cradling her baby bump. Yeah, I don't care about her.
No.
She didn't do 1,057 guys.
Yeah.
She's not my type.
She's not a gamer.
She only did 980 in 950 years, supposedly.
What a loser.
If you can't allege you do 1,000 more than 1,000, then forget it.
Yeah, beat it.
All right, let's wrap this show up here. Go to cameo.com and get a Raven video shout out. They're fun. They're exciting. They're over a minute long.
And plus, Raven was the original Cameo star. You were the first person to sign up for Cameo. Isn't that right?
No.
Oh. Well, sell it.
First,
just say
the first,
just,
the first ever.
Just say you were.
Okay, well, I was not.
First ever on Cameo.
Nope.
All right. First pro wrestler on Cameo.
Nope.
Well, why should they buy them?
I don't know. Maybe they shouldn't.
Yeah, no, don't buy any this week.
Reverse psychology.
Yeah.
Go to ProWrestlingTees.com to get a Raven or a Feeney shirt, t-shirt. We have big selections. Let's see. Fan mail is fanmail at TheRavenEffect.com. Addiction hotline, if you got addiction issues, you need help, 800-662-4357. Or call addiction or look up addictionrecovery.org and get some help. If you have a sexual addiction, call them anyway, because they're an addiction hotline, so that'll work. If you have Bonnie Blue Balls. Yeah, what about Bonnie Blue Balls when she doesn't let you perform?
Yeah, what do you do?
She's like, you're number 1001. She's like, nope, to the thousand, you can't go.
Yeah, like, is there a secondary room you go into where you can just finish yourself off, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's quite selfish.
Yeah.
She's also quite shellfish.
Oh, boy.
Sorry.
You're being kind of crabby now.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little shrimp.
Stop sharking me.
All right, baby shark, doo 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 doo, baby shark, doo 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 doo, baby shark. Now it's going to be stuck in my head. Subscribe to Spreaker, Apple Podcasts, leave 5-star reviews, and one day Feeny will read them on the air, and it'll be lovely and exciting. I would tell him to read the rankings, but I don't care right now because I'm done with the show. I'm ready to retire for the evening.
Fucking out of here.
Go watch television.
Yes.
Recommendations, Feeny.
I recommend The Coffee Table. Viewer discretion advised.
You didn't tell me about it yet. You only brought it up.
It's impossible to describe it without giving it away. It's like the darkest, most depressing dark comedy of all time. It begins when parents of a newly born baby are in a furniture store and they buy a new coffee table.
Who's in it?
I don't know. It's like German or something. Something weird.
Is there scatological porn?
No.
That's what the Germans were into.
Well, then maybe it's Italian.
There's a big difference between German and Italian.
Like what?
The accent.
That all sounds the same to me.
Racist. Rich, what do you got a recommendation?
I got nothing.
Ugh.
I've been sick all week. I haven't watched anything. I've slept.
What do you do when you're sick? That's all you do is watch TV when you're sick.
Yeah, what are you, just staring at the wall? It's weird.
I slept. I watched something, and I had something on that I was, I gotta tell the guys about this.
Don't ever take sleep for granted, by the way. You sleep well. You're on here with two insomniacs.
No, my sleeping's fucking horrible, but... No, I watched something the other night that I was like, I need to tell, and I fucking, for the life of me, I didn't write it down, and I can't remember what the fuck I want.
Was it the Lily Phillips movie?
The what?
The Lily Phillips movie or Bonnie Blue?
It wasn't. No, there was something that I watched on fucking...
Bonnie
was
Blue
it the P. Diddy documentary?
Well, hold on. You know what? I'm going to recommend this, because on HBO Max tomorrow, apparently, as we're doing this, it's December 11th. On December 12th, Spinal Tap 2. Spinal Tap 2 is on the way.
I hope it's good.
I hope so too.
Like, I'm not one of those.
Spinal Tap?
Yeah. I'm not one of those crazy Spinal Tap fans, but I know they exist, and I just hope that all this time later, they didn't make a shitty sequel.
I was getting a Spinal Tap, and the ECW doctor, my roommate, the quack, he goes, the doctor couldn't get any fluid. He goes, here, let me try. He starts playing with the needle in the back. I was like, you son of a bitch.
Feeny, you never watched Spinal Tap?
I've seen parts of it. I know, I get it. You know what I mean? But I was
I think
crazy
it's overrated.
About it.
I think it's overrated.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No Acolyte, that's for sure.
I mean, I think it's pretty spot on, man. I've run into lots of people in bands that are like that.
You know,
in fact, I'm going to recommend the Acolyte.
You know what the Acolyte didn't get?
What?
Any accolades.
Bombs. I'm still recommending the Acolyte once again.
Don't ever watch that.
Feeny, you've been
I'm gonna recommend the Agatha. What's it called? Agatha what?
I don't know. I don't know what you mean.
Yeah, you do.
I don't know. Agatha Christie. Agatha Crispy.
The Marvel TV series Agatha something.
Agatha All Around. Agatha
All Access. I don't know.
Something like that.
I'm gonna recycle my pick for last week, Scissor 7. About this, the guy becomes a hitman. He's the 16,457th worst hitman in the world. And he's going to go for number one, baby. 5 seasons. And then I think there's going to be another season. And then there's going to 6 seasons in a movie is what I say.
Yeah, he's got a lot of ground to cover.
I guess. I got nothing.
Yeah.
Peace, love. And Feeny is 5'7" this week. I'll give him 5'7".
I'm 7'5".
No,
you're 6'7"?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely I don't get it. Not. I don't know what 6'7 is.
Yeah, I don't know either. That's,
it just means everything's good. It means anything. It's a schnibitz of a word.
All right, 6'7, you guys.
I've been hearing that.
Raven, nevermore, the end, go to bed.
It means nothing. It means nothing.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.